Listening.
You're listening to Green Left Radio, and we are joined by Taki Asra, who is a Hazara refugee, a musician, a unionist, and we're really happy to have him on the show. Thank you for being here, Taki.
Thank you so much. I'm also very happy to be here with you today. Thank you.
Would you be able to just give us a bit of background on those refugees that are currently stranded in Indonesia?
Yeah, I've been there this year, and we had a music concert for the refugees. There were like thousands of people, 1,000, more than 1,000 people. They came to the concert. It was a big night for everyone. The main purpose of the concert was to bring smile on the faces of refugees. The refugees have been suffering for many years in Indonesia, nearly more than 12 years. They are living in Indonesia. They are all waiting to settle to any other safe country for a safer life. There are thousands of refugees from Afghanistan. Mostly they are Hazara refugees, and as everyone know, the Hazara people are not safer more in Afghanistan because of the Taliban regime. So Taliban, they always targeting. They've been involved in the killing Hazara people in the different ways. So the Hazara people are not allowed to participate in the government, in any government area. The Hazara people are not allowed to participate. That's why they are migrant. They came to Indonesia to request from the UNHCR and from the international human rights organizations to settle to any other countries like Australia. So the condition of the refugees in Indonesia is very bad there, because the kids are not allowed to go to school. They don't have the rights to go to school to study, but there are some volunteers. They make school by themselves, and they're getting some donations from around the community, and they're running the schools. But those schools are maybe not recognized or not very professional, not without any equipments. So the kids are still very suffering. The women, children, they don't have all the basic rights where we have in Australia or any other countries. So the situation is very stressful. And it can be mental health issue for people, because they don't have the rights to work, they don't have rights to go for education, they don't have the rights to do any other activities which is important for everyone. So yeah.
And recently, I think it was in May, there were hundreds and hundreds of Afghan refugees that actually organized protests. They organized it in multiple cities, particularly in Jakarta, and they stood in front of offices like the United Nations High Commissioner for Refugees and also the Australian Embassy. And what they were demanding was that urgent action on their resettlement cases.
The Hazara refugees in Indonesia been in limbo for many years, for more than 12 years. And the refugees living in Indonesia, a lot of them have their family members. They are Australian citizen here in Australia, and they are doing very good job, contribution for the Australian community as well. And a lot of them are running business and working very hard to support as a best citizen in Australia, and they're living here. So this is a big concern for all those Australian citizens, Hazara citizens in Australia, because their family members are in Indonesia in a very bad conditions and without any basic rights they are living. So this is the responsibility of Australian government and all the MPs, where people voting for them during the election, and they're promising always. They're saying they are with the community. They will be support the community. They will help the community. So this is a big concern for the community at the moment. I think the all Hazara communities in Australia, they want the MPs, the area MPs, and the government to take urgent step to save the people's life in Indonesia before that something should be happen, because already everyone know around 21 people already they lost their life during this year. Many of them did suicide, and they which is very sad because the life it shows that the life is very difficult in Indonesia for people living in limbo for many years. Some of my friends, they are living in Australia. They make a suggestion. They ask me, we did a donation by ourselves to cover the cost and the expenditure of the concert we organized for them, and we did we organized a futsal tournament as well for the young people, for the women, for the girls, and for the boys in Indonesia for one day. It was such a wonderful activity for everyone. All many refugees, they came together, and they been for the first time after many years, we've been able to see smile and happiness on their faces. But that everything was temporary, and everyone wants us and the Australian community and the Australian government and all other the human rights organizations to please take step and to do something for those people, to bring them in Australia or in many maybe in any other countries which will be safer for those people. So after the concert and after the futsal tournament, I was there for 2 weeks, so I went to in different town and cities, and I visit the refugees. I sit with them, we play music with them, but I was trying to make them happy. I was trying to make them to bring smile on their faces, but still it's very difficult because they don't know where they're going. They don't know what will be their future, what will be their tomorrow, because all of them want to get education. All of them want to be a best person for the community, but at the moment they don't know anything about, there is no guarantee for them what's going to be happen with them tomorrow. So that's why those people in Indonesia, they need urgent help and urgent action from the, especially from the Australian government. That thousands of Hazara citizens, they live in Australia, so they have the rights to demand from the government, from the current government, to help them to bring their family members in Australia.
And yeah, we do condemn the Australian government for also giving Indonesian police and immigration officials the power to intercept refugees and throw them in detention centres when we should be welcoming them here. And they are absolutely the Australian government's responsibility. And the Labor government can address the Hazara genocide by granting Hazara refugees permanent residence here, by bringing refugees abandoned in Indonesia to Australia.
Yeah, in Indonesia there are, but the majority, like 90%, refugees are all Hazaras. But there are some, I think there are some refugees from Iraq, from Iran as well, and maybe from some African country. I'm not 100%, but when I was in the concert, and when I was performing, there were some people from Africa as well. I don't know which country of Africa they are, but because I don't have that much time to do a lot of investigation about them, but I'm sure there were few. I saw few of them from Africa, from Iraq, and from Iran as well. In roughly there are around 12,000 people still living in Indonesia. When I visit some schools there, the school's been running by the volunteers in Bogor city. So I saw hundreds of children, they're coming to those schools without any facilities. They are getting the basic education by the volunteers.
The demonstrations took place ahead of the Australian Prime Minister's official visit to Indonesia, and this was in May. Did you happen to be around for those protests?
Yeah, the pro when the Prime Minister went there, I was here actually, but I have a lot of I have communication with a lot of refugees at the moment through the social media. So they were all sharing. They did a big protest in front of the Australian embassy, and the in front of the UNHCR, and they did in Jakarta, in Makassar, they did big protests. Like hundreds of the men, women, children, they came, but some of them been treated very bad with by the police as well. So there was a lot of incident happened. A lot of people get injury as well by the police attack during this protest as well. But the protest was totally peaceful. They've been just requesting from the government to help them to listen to their voice, but still nothing happened. And also, so the protest was when the Prime Minister visited Indonesia, and again during the refugee week, there was also a lot of protest happening in Jakarta, and hundreds of women and children and men, they've been participating in the peaceful protest. 12 years is very long, so they've been waiting for two more, some of them maybe like 13 years they've been waiting for the process to settle to any other country. Yeah, so they're all requesting at least the organization and the Australian government, though, should do the process faster to help them. Yeah.
What can we do here? Well, what are some of the important things that we can do here in Australia to show our solidarity with refugees in Indonesia? Why is it important that ordinary people show their solidarity here?
It's my last message is that the issue and the problem of refugees in Indonesia is a big issue of us Hazara people and all other refugees, and especially for the Hazara community. It's gonna be a big problem in future if the Australian government not taking any urgent step to help those people, and they will be responsible for this, because thousands of Hazara citizens that lives in Australia, they have the rights to ask the government to help them and to listen to them and to bring their family members here in Australia.
Thank you so much, Taki, for your time.
Problem. Thank you so much for